You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I am sharing some life lessons from my last decade, but also some wishes for what happens next. I am turning 30 today, and I'm so excited to celebrate with you. I hope that this episode is helpful. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goldcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, it is my birthday, like my actual birthday. You're listening to this hopefully on April 17th, 2024, because that's the day that the episode dropped. And if you are, that means you are celebrating my 30th birthday with me. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about, you know, kind of my last decade, 20 to 30, some lessons learned, but then also some wishes for the next decade, 30 to 40. So I was born on April 17th, 1994 in Germany. Some people might not know that. And I moved to the United States with my family when I was 4 years old. So I am an Aries sun, Cancer moon, Virgo rising, for anyone wondering. I also have Mars in Aries, and I have Mercury in Aries, and I have Taurus and Venus. So, you know, she is a lover girl, but she's psychotic. And I'm also a manifesting generator and an Enneagram 6. I am a divorcee, officially, legally. I am a dog mama, an entrepreneur, a world traveler, a spiritual aspirant, and a work in progress. I am so fucking excited to turn 30. I remember watching my ex-husband in the kind of months before he turned 30, he kind of had like a breakdown. And I've seen so many people go through that. So it's not a criticism of him. It seems like a very normal thing that there is this feeling of, I should be further along because I'm turning 30. And in my last year, you know, going from 29 to 30, that's the year that I got separated, got divorced. Like, I had a baby crib. I sold my baby crib. So I thought that I was going to be the mom with the husband and the baby in the big house. And then I had none of those things. And still, I am so happy and so excited to be 30 because I do believe this is going to be my best decade yet. And I just share that because if you are approaching, say, a milestone age, like 30, 35, 25, 40, 50, whatever it might be, I think there's sometimes this pressure of, I must have arrived by now. Like, I must have checked off these things. And while certainly, yes, I've accomplished so much and I'm very aware of that, there are also additionally social pressures placed on women of, I must have the husband, I must have the baby, I must have the house, I must have the dog, I must have the whatever. It's okay if you don't have any of those things. It really is. And also, everything happens exactly as it's meant to, exactly when it's meant to. So reflecting on my past decade, I turned 20. And at the time, I had just recently been kicked out of college. And I was living in an ashram. I had been at the ashram for about 2 months when I turned 20. And I was there for about 4 more months after that. So that's kind of how I started my decade. Is at that point I had been in the ashram. I was a member of staff and just kind of finding myself spiritually. My time in the ashram was one of the most significant experiences, I would say, I had over the last decade. And I think it was kind of bookended by two, you know, really powerful things. So I started the decade with that kind of spiritual awakening and finding myself. And then I think I really lost so much of the wisdom that I had learned by staying in a not great marriage. And then just kind of coming back home to myself and just kind of ending the decade with a divorce and just, again, coming home to myself. So started my decade that way. I was 20. I was in the ashram. Then I went back to school. So I was in school for 2 more years. And then when I was 22, I moved to Bali with $800 in my bank account. We've all heard the story before. And a year later, I was in Forbes and the owner of a $1 million business. And I had so much that happened with my business and this big live event that I did and launches and serving clients. And you know, God, I think there's so many things I could say just in a business episode about, you know, business lessons from the last 10 years, but just kind of sticking more so to my own personal growth. There was so much with my business. And then when I was 25, I think I got engaged. Yeah, I think I was 25. I got married when I was 26. I got separated when I was 29. And then a month before I turned 30, I got divorced legally and officially. So obviously my marriage was a huge piece of my 20s as well. I was with my ex-partner for 6 years from 23 to 29. I also have two dogs now. I've got Bonnie and Clyde. And I think the version of me who was 20, who was wearing a yellow t-shirt and white pants and sleeping in a green tent for 6 months, would lose her fucking mind if she knew that at 30 I would be a dog mom, because I was terrified of dogs when I was 20. Absolutely terrified. I was not okay with dogs until I was 22 or 23, I think 23. She would lose her mind that I'm living in Scotland with two dogs, that I have a big ass business, because I always thought that I was going to do like politics or religion or something like that. I've got a big ass business, and just the whole thing, divorce, she would have lost her mind in the best way. I would hope that 20-year-old me would think I'm cool. And what makes me excited about that is I know and trust and believe that I'm going to have a completely different life at 40. And I really hope that 30-year-old me is very proud and excited and would lose her mind at whatever I'm about to do next. So that was kind of my last decade. It was, you know, a huge one. It was spiritual awakening, starting a business, you know, getting into a relationship, getting out of a relationship and finding a life of my own. And that I think has been the biggest blessing, is just finding that life of my own and figuring out what I want for myself and how I want my life to look and feel. So some lessons learned from these last 10 years. Everything happens for a reason and at exactly the right time. And there are no mistakes made, only lessons learned. And for me, divine timing and believing in that is just one of my biggest sources of comfort. So I'll talk about this quote in a Mindset Reset episode that you'll hear in a few weeks. But there's this quote from A Course in Miracles that says that those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. And I think for us, especially when it comes to milestone birthdays, like turning 30 or turning 40, sometimes we put these arbitrary deadlines where we're like, I must have it by this age. I must have it by this time. And I just don't think the universe works that way. I think the universe will give you what you want, but not necessarily how you want it or when you want it. And so for me, just trusting that all of it was perfect, all of the timing, all of the experiences happened as they needed to and when they needed to, has been really healing for me, but also just affirming that none of this is a mistake and none of this is an accident. And it was always going to happen this way, and it always needed to happen this way. And just kind of surrendering to the flow of the universe, I think, has been really big. Another lesson learned is that this too shall pass. And I especially can feel that and see that reflecting on the last 10 years, because, you know, there are things that were stressing me out when I was, you know, 22 and couldn't pay my rent, that it obviously felt so big in the moment and the emotions were so charged, but there will be another day, like this too shall pass. There have been so many times where I've not known how I was going to pay a bill, or a bill felt so huge. And you might be thinking, but Sabrina, you're so successful. Sure. And also when the bill is $100,000 or $200,000, it's the same exact feeling that it was when the bill was $20 or $800 or whatever. So I've had that feeling where it's just like, oh my God, this is so big. And like, one thing I've learned about myself is like, I always pay a bill. I always figure it out. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. And like, the bills are going to get bigger and bigger. You know, like, I would hope that in 10 years, I'm stressing out about like a $2 million bill. And like, not because I want to stress myself out, but just because I hope that I continue to step into bigger and bigger levels. And part of that, I think, is it's still stretchy. Just because the scale of your life, let's say, has increased, doesn't mean that the stresses go away. But I know that I can navigate those challenges. And the other thing I would say, especially when it comes to kind of personal big feelings, like this idea of this too shall pass, if there's something that feels like really big around a guy or a girl or a situation or a friend or whatever, like, this too shall pass. I remember feeling so upset. You know, my ex-husband and I like broke up several times when we were dating before we got married. I felt so, so, so upset, so crushed. And then I would move on. And I think it's funny. One thing I've learned is when people realize you're moving on, they always come back. So just be mindful of that. But like, I was so upset. And then like, I was good, you know? And like, even now with my divorce, like, of course, even though I wanted a divorce and I got what I wanted, it was still really painful in the moment. And then the emotions pass. So just remember that feelings are not facts. And if you feel in the moment like you're really stressed about a situation or it's taking up so much mental space, like, this too shall pass. And I especially feel that with my worry jar. So if something's really worrying me, I'll stick it in my worry jar, and every few months I open it and I'm like, oh, I'm not worried about that thing anymore, right? Because life keeps moving. Life is a river and it just flows. Which I think another lesson then for me is that I didn't come this far to only come this far. And I've had that feeling several times where I'm just like, this is it. This is the end of the road. Like, it's not going to get any better than this. Like, it's all going to come crashing down, but it doesn't and it hasn't. And I think that if things do come crashing down, you know, like my marriage, it's to make way for something even better. And whatever, I think that rock bottom is a springboard. I think that sometimes people feel like they hit rock bottom and it's just, that's it. They're just kind of stuck down there. I don't think that's the case at all. I think rock bottom is a springboard and you just leap even higher to where you were before. So you didn't come this far to only come this far. So if you feel like giving up, if you feel like calling it quits, throw in the towel, don't, keep going. And I don't mean that for bad situations. Like if you're in a bad marriage, oh, for fuck yeah, throw in the towel. But you're not throwing in the towel in the sense that you're quitting on yourself. It's that you're betting on your next chapter and that it's going to be even better. Another lesson that I've learned that feels like a big one for me is that I'm safe with myself and I will always be okay because I will always have my own back. Obviously, over 10 years, the people in my life have changed quite a bit. And I now feel as though I have a really loyal friend group and family that obviously have stuck with me and will continue to stick with me. But periphery characters, they kind of come in and out, they come and go. Maybe there was this person that you were really in love with when you were 15. You probably don't even think about them now until just now when I said that. Like, it's going to be okay because you will always have your own back. Even if it was like a really long-term marriage, let's say you were with someone for 25 years and it ended, that is hard and it sucks. And also you have your own back. You don't need them to have your back. You have your own back. I will always have my own back. I will always bet on myself. I'm safe with myself. And I think part of being safe with yourself is you have to make decisions that keep you safe. And I don't mean safe in the sense of not taking risk. I mean safe in the sense that you do not put yourself in harmful situations. So if you are in a bad relationship and you know this and you have ability and agency to leave, it can be really scary. And I'm not telling you, oh, you should absolutely leave tomorrow, because I know it takes time. Believe me, I was in it. But I have built trust and safety with myself post my divorce because I'm now able to understand I didn't feel good in that situation. I didn't feel safe. It is safe for me to leave and I have my own back. So I'm going to leave because I take care of me. So one of the things I do in my altar in my bedroom is I have a picture of little me. I don't know how old I was in that picture, maybe 2 or 3. And I will often think about how I am making decisions for her because she still lives inside of me. And so if you would not want little you, or even let's say your child or your puppy, if your puppy was a human, to be in that situation, do what you can to get out of it because you want to be safe with yourself. And again, I know how hard it can be to leave unsafe situations, but just getting to a place where you can build safety with yourself is really powerful. And it's one of my big lessons. Another lesson is that we heal in relationship. So I did 4 years of relationship therapy while I was, with my ex. And one of the biggest lessons I learned from that experience was that we heal in relationship. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that you are going to heal in the wrong relationship, but it's in relationship. So in me opening up to my friends and family and in me building relationships and connections with other people that I feel safe with and that, you know, respect me and care for me and love me, that is where a lot of healing happens. And I feel truly blessed because I know a lot of people say that they don't have very many close friends. I have so many close friends. Like I have probably 20 people, 25 people that I could call right now, like in the middle of the night crying, and they would pick up. I have so many people. I probably have a dozen people that would get on a plane tomorrow if I told them I really need you there. And I don't take that for granted. And it is something that my therapist really helped me with. She, you know, probably like 3 years ago was like, you need more friends. And I was like, what? I'm fine. I have plenty of friends. And she's like, no, you need more friends. And I really worked on that and built that muscle. And I will have people all the time tell me like, you're so good at making friends. You're so good at connecting with people. And I think it takes effort, but also it is such a reward. And I think that friendship is the absolute greatest and deepest riches that you will ever have in your life. And so I just feel so lucky for that. Another lesson, dogs make everything better. Oh my God, they make everything better. So I started my 20s afraid of dogs, like to the point where like I would pee my pants if a dog came close to me. Like I was that afraid of them. And now I am, you know, Bonnie and Clyde's sugar mama, and they run my life and I love them every second of every day. But dogs do make everything better. And there's so much science about it actually, that if you're stressed and you cuddle your dog, it will kind of calm your nervous system. So, you know, it's basically a write-off to get a dog at that point. So I would get one for sure. A few more lessons. The wrong relationship will fucking wreck you. And that's okay, because sometimes we have to learn that lesson. But the wrong relationship will totally wreck you. And you might not even realize how much until you're out of it. And I remember my friend Cherie told me, maybe like 2 weeks after I separated from my ex, she was like, wow, your relationship really wore on you. And I don't think I realized how much. And part of that process of coming out of a bad relationship is realizing, here are all the ways in which this was hurting me and in which this was wrecking me, but also just trusting that you're going to come back so much stronger. Other lessons, love is peace. I talked about this in my divorce episode, but love feels very peaceful and very quiet and very calm and very safe. And if you find the person that you feel safe with and peace, that's the one. And then last lesson, which feels like a good lesson, is that it's not about getting to a place where you have no problems, because that will never happen in life. But it's about knowing that you're good at managing those problems, because life just happens and life's. And I think the secret to navigating that is really just having good people around you. So for me, I certainly still feel overwhelmed by things and I've got challenges and things to work on, but I trust that I can handle them. And for me, if I can keep that knowing going into my 30s, I think I will be just fine. As for wishes for the next decade, I would love to get married again. I would love to have children. I would love to keep traveling. I would love to stay really focused on my business and my finances. I want to start being creative and experimenting with things like my Biz Besties podcast and my Sabrina in Scotland project, and, you know, maybe even trying out another business. I'm not sure, but I just want to keep figuring out what I want and just feeling nudges and just following the nudge. But then also knowing when it's time to go, I think is going to be a really important lesson for me. And I feel very proud of myself at 30. And I think 20-year-old me would be very proud. And I'm also proud of 20-year-old me, because she was very fucking rad as well. But I am very excited to meet 40-year-old me, and I'm very excited to be in my 30s. I feel like people kind of think there's this expiration date, but I disagree. I'm definitely smarter, hotter, richer, happier, nicer, more loved, more connected at 30 than I have ever been before. And I know that the better it gets, the better it gets. So thank you for joining me for this birthday episode. Thank you for celebrating with me, and I will see you in the next one.